bad season. We got ups and downs. And it's nothing you can do about the season other than placing the right timing. Get me? In the right season. And the reason we can't do that about it, because it's biblical. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Somebody say Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3. And we're going to do verses 1 through 8. Find it if you would. If you got your Bibles, find it. If you got your phones, find it. If you got your iPads, find it. Find it if you would. Let's go there. Let's see what the Bible tells us about seasons coming regardless of what we want and what we try to do. Verse 1 says, there is a right time for everything. Yes. There is a right time for everything. So if you got your timing right, let me tell you something. If you got your timing right, you can overcome bad seasons. Yeah. Right, you get me now. You get me. No, just follow me. There is a right time for everything, and everything on the earth will happen at the right time. You can't rush it. Understand, you can't rush God's season. There is a time to be born, a time to die. There is a time to plant and a time to take up plants. Yeah, when it's time to take up plants, it ain't time to plant plants. You've already taken the plants up and you out there too late. You waited too late to plant whatever it was you're supposed to plant. Now you're trying to plant it, and the season says it's time for to take it up. It ain't going to grow because you miss your timing in that season. Verse 3 says, there's a time to kill. So you got to kill some things off you sometime. You can't let stuff stay on you all the time. Some of that bad stuff on you, you just trying to make it come back alive. You're trying to nurse that thing. You're trying to get that thing right. And God is saying it's time to kill that thing off. And there's a time to heal. We can't kill things off earth all the time. You can't beat people up all the time. After you beat them up, heal them. Sometimes folks need to be beat up. I'm talking with words. Sometimes folks, you need to tell folks stuff if they don't want to hear it or not. So you might have to tell them stuff and get them all bruised, their spirit all bruised up, and then turn around and heal them. Don't bruise them and leave them bruised up. There is a time to destroy and a time to build. You can't build all the time. You got to tear some stuff down. See, you got an old house. You can't keep building off of an old house that's about to tear down and fall down. You need to take that old house down and keep that land you got there and build something new on it. Sometimes you need to take your wrecking ball and knock some stuff down and then turn around and what? Rebuild. There's a time for that. There's a time to cry. Yes. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. Don't be crying when you should be laughing. Don't let people make you cry when you should be smiling, should be laughing. Don't let your coworker get you all down inside and you're crying inside when you should have a smile on your face. Don't put no fake smiles neither. If you upset, be upset for a while. Sometimes you got to let folks know you upset. I'm serious about that thing. They ain't going to stop messing with you until you let them know you upset. Don't be putting on no fake smiles when you upset. Get mean and get it over with. Yeah, the pastor said get mean. Yeah, the Bible says there's a time for it. There's a time to be sad and a time to dance with joy. Don't be sad. Yeah, when you need to get a dance on, I know some of us ain't been saved for a while. We got dances to different music. Go ahead and dance to it. If that's the only way to make you dance, pray some Jackson 5 out. If you can't dance unless you got some temptations, if it's time to dance, grab a little bit of temptation. Don't try to be holy all the time. You holy, you hurting. Holy hurting. Grab some Smokey Robinson. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what the Bible says. There is a time to throw weapons down, and you can't fight all the time. You can't fight all the time. There's a time to throw weapons down and a time to pick them up. See, you got to throw them down sometimes, but you got to pick them up. Look, I'm telling you what the word says. The word says if your coworkers make you mad all the time, you can't just be walking around with your weapons in your spiritual weapons in your pocket all the time. God said sometimes you take that weapon and put it in the drawer, and sometimes you take it out. You have to bam, bam, bam. There is a time to hug someone and a time to stop hugging. You can't hug folks all the time. People just messing up, and all you're doing is hugging them. And they continue to keep messing up. Every time they fall, you can't kiss that boo-boo. You gotta be tough sometimes. Get on up there. You okay? You know how men do their sons. When they fall down, the mother's always got to kiss the little thing. The fire, get on up, you'll be all right. And sometimes, but the father got to say, okay, you see him down there, he really ain't getting over it. You need to send him on to the mother, let him go ahead and kiss the dog. But that can't happen all the time. Yeah. I'm trying to go somewhere. Am I going somewhere? There is a time to look for something and a time to consider it lost. If it's lost, it's lost. If you done lost those keys, they lost. Try to find them another day. Looking for that $5 for the last 5 years. I know that $5 right here somewhere because I put it right there in that drawer. You done spent that thing and still looking for it. It's lost. Consider it what? He says it's a time to look for it. But after a while, 10 years, it's too long. There is a time to keep things and a time to throw some stuff away. Them shoes need to go. I know they're your favorite pants, but they got too many holes in them. They got more holes than pants. I know you love that dress because your husband, every time he saw, but it's wore out. The color is gone. It's faded. No more good. Go get another one. See if you can find another one the same color. Yes. There is a time to turn clothes. Yeah, there's a time to turn some old regular clothes up. There's a time to tear clothes, and then there's a time to sew. Some things, they done got so bad you can't even sew. You sew and it just rips again. And you got no fabric there. You rip it somewhere because it's so weak. You put on and there it goes, split again. Yes. There is a time to do, to be solid. And then there's a time to speak. Know when to be solid, know when to speak. There is a time to love, and there's a time to hate. Y'all said, see, this is God's word. No, you can do godly. I'm going to tell you a new word, godly hate. Okay? Yeah, what is godly hate? You really don't. You know, when they say hate here, this is talking about, you know, not babying people when they don't need to be babied. Okay? Not letting folks get their own self in trouble. Don't try to get in front of their troubles. Don't step on the landmine. A person, they go in and get ready to blow themselves up and you run in front of them. You gotta let people get blown up sometime. Yeah, you do. That's what not beating people up and not smacking folks around. But if you see if the person get in the same trouble all the time, you got to do some godly spiritual hate and let them go ahead and boom. You got to do it. The Bible says so. It said there's a time to love and a time to hate. There is a time for war. And there's a time for peace. Sometimes you just got to scream, holler, kick, scratch, and get it over with. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't always be the fix it. You got to sometimes be the break it. Break some spiritual dishes. You know, I know how many in here would like to one day go in your kitchen and you get all upset, you get all mad and everything else, and you just like to throw some dishes on, you like to just throw them against the wall. Anybody in here like that? Anybody in here like that been like that before? You want to put some holes in the wall? You want to throw some dishes against the wall? You want to throw some shoes? You want to throw whatever you get in your hand? You just want to throw it. Well, spiritually see yourself doing it. You can spiritually see yourself breaking some dishes for attention sometimes. Yeah, because the Bible says there's a time. You got to learn the way, the secret of how to get this thing done right when it comes to the Bible. The secret is you have to know what the timing is and make sure your time is in the right season. If you're trying to do what you're trying to do and it's out of season and it's not working, understand it's out of season. Do it. God is saying, if you do what you have to do in the right season, because the season is going to come regardless, things will work. You'll go with the flow. You go with the flow. It is easy to go with the flow than to go against it. It takes more muscles, takes more effort, takes more brain power, takes more everything going against the flow. God meant for us to go with the flow. That's why he put a flow. It is easy to set the raft and just go with it. Then you going against the tide and you trying to battle, pushing yourself against what's going on. You're going as hard as you can, but you're moving back. God said, there's the right time for every season. Come on, rest on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be back here next Sunday. Be back in here, sir, because I'll be here Sunday. Hallelujah. Spot here. Father God, we thank you right now for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Now we know that you are kind, wonderful God. Father God, as we travel across the skies and across the highway, give us mercy. Give us grace. Give us power. Look after us and keep us in your hand. Now, Father God, these your people, protect them and keep them. Guide them. Father God, look after them and look over them. As we separate on the spirit, on the physical, even though I will be all the way and be all the way on the other side, in another place, my spirit shall be present with them. And God, I give your name the praises because you're worthy of all the praises. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Come on, y'all give God some praise.